If there is any one term that fits Barney Rossett, it is maverick. He runs the avant-garde publishing house of Grove Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Barney Rossett takes pride for having published Samuel Beckett, Henry Miller, William Burroughs, D.H. Lawrence, and Leroy Jones. Chicago-born, Barney Rossett first heard of Grove Press in 1951.
A friend of mine, a young painter, woman, said that she had two friends who had started a publishing company on Grove Street in the village, and they'd gone out of business. They'd published three books, and would I be interested? And at the time, I was going to the new school, taking any courses they had. I'd made films before, and I'd been in the Army Photographic Corps. And I said it sounded great. It was always what I'd been looking for.
What Rossett bought for $2,000 was the name and inventory of Grove Press. Three books, amounting to about 1,000 copies.
They were all good books. I liked them. And I took them home in a trunk to my apartment on the top of a brownstone on 9th Street.
And carried the books upstairs by himself. Soon, Rossett brought out a Henry James novel, and other books followed.
One of our first authors was Samuel Beckett. I decided to publish Waiting for Godot in 53, I believe. I can remember because I went to Paris on my honeymoon and met Beckett, and we'd already decided to publish Godot. And although it was very slow going, we have now sold over 1.5 million copies of Waiting for Godot.
In 1957, Barney Rossett launched Evergreen Review, which published the shorter works of people like Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, and James Purdy until the magazine's demise in 1973. Evergreen is back on the newsstands now with many of the familiar Grove Press names and some new ones, too. More about Barney Rossett in my next report. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the 1950s and 60s, Grove Press publisher Barney Rossett clashed head-on with the people who used to censor our books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The nonfiction of Grove Press may pay the bills, but Rossett is proud of having published Samuel Beckett, Henry Miller, William Burroughs, and Jack Kerouac. Rossett's contentious ways developed in Chicago, where he attended the progressive Francis Parker School. In the 8th grade, he put out a newspaper called The Anti-Everything. Rossett says his decision to fight the nation's obscenity laws started with the Grove Press edition of Lady Chatterley's Lover.
I chose that book on a very cold basis as a way to challenge censorship in this country.
Rossett won the case, but the price was high.
It was very expensive, and I think I was very naive at the time, but I was saved because we sold a lot of copies of the book.
Next, Rossett went to bat for Henry Miller's Tropic of Cancer.
Henry was living at Big Sur, where I made a pilgrimage to see him. And he said, I'm living peacefully on the edge of the precipice. And if that book gets published here, the American Legion will attack me. And I don't want that. I just want to be quiet and live my life out.
But 4 years later, Miller said okay, and Rossett scored another victory over the censors. Then there was William Burroughs' Naked Lunch. A Massachusetts book dealer was arrested for selling it, but the resulting court case led to a change in that state's obscenity laws.
Over a period of months, we really developed a friendship with the people in the government there, and they said, why don't you rewrite the law for us so that we don't arrest the bookstore person, but arrest the book. Arrest the book, and thereby the publisher, and don't put the onus on the bookstore.
Grove Press publisher Barney Rossett. After a hiatus of 11 years, Rossett has resumed publication of the literary magazine Evergreen Review. More on Rossett in my next report. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Grove Press publisher Barney Rossett.
People like me who don't have any really tremendous skill in any one given thing, publishing is a very good sort of all-around trade.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Samuel Beckett, William Burroughs, Gilbert Sorrentino, Henry Miller, some of the controversial literary names Grove Press has published over the years. Barney Rossett admits he has made his share of mistakes. He rejected The Lord of the Rings, for example.
One of the only things that really would have put us into a big area was the Tolkien trilogy, which I turned down.
No.
I couldn't understand a word of it, and I thought, who wants to read about all those hobbits?
Publishing is often a matter of trial and error, and Barney Rossett admits he has no formula about how many copies of a book he should print.
Impossible.
Well, would you...
It's total...
You hold your finger up to the wind?
Exactly.
5,000?
5,000.
2,000?
2,000.
You just guess at it?
That's right. 1,000. 10,000.
Isn't it great that there's so much scientific accuracy to publishing?
I don't think there's any whatsoever.
In addition to publishing hardcover fiction and nonfiction, Barney Rossup's Grove Press also founded a literary magazine in 1957, Evergreen Review.
We got in a great deal of wonderful material from people whose books we just couldn't publish. I mean, there was just too many. Or, somehow or other, they were being published by other people. But still were sending us little poems, stories. So it almost became incumbent upon us to bring out our own magazine.
Evergreen Review flourished until 1973, when financial problems associated with Grove Press's book club caused its demise. After an absence of 11 years, Barney Rossup has brought Evergreen Review back to the newsstands. Issue number 98, with new work by Samuel Beckett, Lawrence Ferlinghetti, Terry Southern, and others. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.